some of the lads are the second All-Ireland final, some lads the first All-Ireland final, but we're just so happy to be back and beating a very strong Kerry side on Saturday. We're just so thankful to be back in the final.
Yeah, and tell me, what is the mood like since Saturday evening, since beating Kerry?
Yeah, I suppose you're so surreal at times, but I suppose now it's starting to sink in that we're back in an All-Ireland final and we're back training on the Monday night. We're just putting the shoulder to the wheel again, and boys are out pushing each other on, and I suppose that's the main thing. We're just looking forward to the final in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Fair to say you probably incrementally improved as the season went on. You know, you beat Cavan handy enough, and then you had that tight game at Donegal and beat a good Monaghan side, and then came through last week and put in big, better performances each day than those.
Yeah, probably collectively as a team we did. I suppose there was probably snippets throughout the league and stuff of what we were about and what we could do, but we just didn't get enough consistency in it. But as you said, throughout the Ulster Championship, I think we have improved each step, and in each game we've improved a bit better, and it's definitely helped us along the way. And we're just happy, as I said, that we're getting across the line in them games, and it's games that could have went either way at times, but we're just glad to be back in the final.
As you mentioned, the bulk of the team played in 2018. There's only a couple of new faces. What's the lesson learned from 2018 that you can bring into this final?
I suppose through any final or defeat, there's a lot of lessons to be learned, and I suppose it's probably the hurt that day that you probably let the county down that day, and you know that this time around you just don't want to be doing that. So look, we're just preparing again, and we're getting ready for another tough battle against a really strong Mayo side.
What do you make of Mayo?
Look, I watched them last day against Dublin, and for any team to beat that Dublin side, it would have taken a great team, and that's what Mayo are. Like, they are a great side. Like, whenever you take Dublin out of the equation, they've probably been up there with the best team in Ireland. So we know how strong they are. They've got some very experienced players playing at the minute, who have experienced defeats and finals and stuff, so they know what they are about. And then their young blood, again, is giving them that extra bit of energy that they needed. So we know it's going to be really tough.
What's the experience against them? You've played them a few times in your career.
Aye, look, anytime you go out to play Mayo, like, they're always a tough side to beat, and it's just probably their conditioning and their physicality, and again they have the footballers up front who can hurt you, and as I said, the experience along with that makes them a really strong side, like, and it's always been a tough opposition for us.
Yeah. How would you have rated them at the start of the year, like at the start of the championship? Could you have seen them in the final?
Well, the start of the championship, just looking back on it, they were very ruthless, I thought, at times. They got a lot of goals throughout their campaign, so they definitely looked like a team that meant business, and I suppose now, whenever you look at it all, that's what they were going with, and they have a very brilliant manager under them as well, and James Horne as well, so look, he knows what he's about, and he's brought them back to Northern Ireland final.
You mentioned management. You're under new management this year, Fergal Logan and Brian Doher. What have they brought?
I suppose it's maybe just a freshness about the whole thing now. Thankfully, I had the honour of playing under Mickey Hart, and he was a great manager and a great man. He gave me my first opportunity in a Throne jersey, and but as I said, Fergal and Brian, we know what them men are about, and they've had us throughout the under-21 campaigns and stuff, and successful ones at that. So, look, they just give us, instill belief in us boys, and they sort of just keep us grounded as well at times, and they're just looking us to go out and perform every time we put on the Throne jersey.
It's tough times, isn't it, you know, with the COVID and pretty rapid championship final games as well, coming thick and fast.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough on the body, I suppose. You haven't got much turnaround. It's only, 12 days or whatever to the final, and the body's still sore from the Kerry game. It was that tough of a battle, but yeah, look, we'll take it. We're just so happy to be back in the final, and whatever comes along with it, we're just looking forward to it.
Would you like another week?
We're ready now. I suppose it's two teams now, and it's a two-horse race, and whoever goes and performs to the best is probably going to come out on top that day. Yeah, so we're just looking forward to it now.
You got up to a very high level of intensity last week. Can you repeat that in 2 weeks or 10 days?
Yeah, well, we probably got up to high intensity, but we're still watching back the game. There's a lot to improve on, I think. A lot of unforced errors and stuff that I think if we don't brush up on very quickly, that Mayo team can really hurt you. So, yeah, we probably need to bring that intensity with probably our skill set needs to be a bit higher as well. So, yeah, it's just going to take a lot of preparing now between now and next Saturday to really be on our game.
How big an honour is it to be captain of this team?
Yeah, it's a massive honour. I suppose whenever Fergal and Brian asked me at the start of the year to be made captain, it was a very proud moment for myself. But look, there's plenty of leaders on this panel, and even Matty there the last couple of years who captained the side. He's a great man and a great captain as well. A person who I've learnt a lot of. So look, it's just, as I said, it's a very proud moment for myself. But we're just looking forward to the final.
And walking in the footsteps of Kieran Carr, second Coolaila man.
Yeah, that's it. Look, it's a proud moment for the club as well. As you said, Kieran Carr had captained the team in 95, and I'm just very happy to be the second man to do that now, to captain the team doing All-Ireland. So, yeah, it's a very proud moment for the club as well, and I suppose that's where you learn the whole thing from the very start, with your club, and I'm just very grateful for them myself as well.